wat kan nu waradu se wat kwego. Tanya Dahaskigo, then on Zewa Dahusa Dadje, Ungahuwe, and Hadiwa Nodus, Nene Aboriginal Voices, Oska Dewa Nyawar Oska, Ne Jota FM, CFRC.
Miigwech, Nathan. And thank you for giving us that time to say 6 o'clock on this Tuesday evening in October 2024. And Sean Story, I'm going to do this just for you.
What's that?
Ani Nichkiwe, Dokfarkwar Indigenous Cause. Meanwhile, Sean Story, Esna Minwa, and Ishnabi Noewin. Here we go. Aboriginal Voices. And now, oh my goodness, Sean, I don't know what's going on in your head. You're looking at tractors that are bigger than...
I am looking at tractors because you just said you had a tractor.
Yeah, I
figure it's one of these subcompact kind.
I wish I had one of those tractors the like we ultimate, had when we were kids.
The ultimate mini landscaper?
No. No, it was, it's about as big as a 700 series. I don't know what they're called. That's how big they are anyway. But
right.
You know what? When I was a kid, we used to drive Alice Chalmers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a couple of the folks down the road had a great big green John Deere. those were the days, eh?
And you lusted after it.
No.
No?
No. I mean, hey, I never thought about a tractor being something you'd worry about. They do the same thing. Some were so old, like the one that, it was a 1952 John Deere, but it had two tires in the front that formed a V, and they were no further apart than two closed hands, side by side.
Yeah.
You know, so I often worried about those, whether they would fall over, because basically it's like a three-wheeled tractor, you know. But it was designed for plowing mostly, because then the wheels could actually go through and be part of the one of the plow lines.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And you can drive along and keep going. Anyway, that was just what it was like when I was a kid. And now the tractors are, you know, smaller. Yeah. And you know, most people can use their tractors, put front end loaders on them, put snow blowers on them, put a tiller on it, small tillers, cut their lawn, haul trailers around, all the fun things. Yeah. When I was a kid, driving the tractor was interesting and really exciting. But when you're a kid driving a tractor, we were not allowed to drive on the roads, whether it was a tractor or a car or a truck or anything.
But, No.
But out in the fields, oh my goodness, you didn't have to worry about traffic though. Every once in a while you had to worry about whether or not the cows are going to come over and see what you're doing and get in the way or... So, you know, somebody forgot to open the fence, so then you had to shut your tractor down, get off, go and open the fence, and that's when the cows would come over and say, it's open, let's go for a walk.
It's so hard to be you, Douglas.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I learned. I learned to park the trailer just right so the cows wouldn't get out, so anyway. Somebody just became live here. I don't know what happened there.
I think I know.
Oh, okay.
I'll fix it.
See, that's why you're here tonight, Sean. You're handling all the heavy-duty technical stuff.
I guess so. Holy. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It's like rookie right there.
No.
Well, sort of.
It was to get your attention.
Honestly, it got my attention.
Not my attention. It's
but
the people
only
out
in
there.
My left ear. You said that you had checked both of these and
honest, I checked and I can hear
the
through both ears.
The left-hand side is the only side that works on these.
No, they both work.
No, these.
Yeah, I know.
Not yours. I'm sure yours work fine. Oh, wait.
There, you're better?
Was.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, now, when I was out hiking today on sort of... regular territory, not on a great big hiking trail anywhere. one of my neighbors stopped and said, "Hey, you guys like hikes. It's not like the kind of hikes you like to do, but it's a sort of very tame walking place." And I pulled that up because the Frontenac News has an article that we could use to talk a bit about this hiking trail because it's in the little community of Battersea.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that, we could get a little description from somebody else who's out there.
You mean, is that what I'm reading?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want me to
that's
know?
That's it, yeah. Not that one.
Here.
No, not that one.
You said, what, this
no.
ain't it? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So here is September 19. Battersea's Wild Art Walk is on for the month of October.
Mm-hmm. Till the 31st. So people have time.
Do we?
Well, today's the 22nd.
All right. So what would be better than a walk in the woods on a crisp day in October?
Mm-hmm.
As our native trees and shrubs put on a glorious display.
And today was absolutely spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Even tomorrow might be good.
Probably. The second annual Wild Art Walk will take place amongst the trees, streams, fields, and ponds up there in Milburn Trail.
Have you been on that one?
I'm going to say no because I don't even know where this is.
In Battersea. Just, you go 401,
uh-huh.
And then you go north on Montreal Street. Mm-hmm. That's called the Battersea Road.
Yeah. Let me see. If I look at it, maybe I see it.
And you get to Battersea, and actually, you could just stop right by the ball field, I think, the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that as you drive into the community. When I've gone up that way, I've gone to Wellington Street. And from Wellington Street, we go to the park in the United Church parking lot.
Okay.
And then behind there, the church is the beginning of the trail. So you can follow it. It's not very long, I don't think. But you can follow it through to around the holding pond. I guess it's like a, it's like a marsh in a way. Lots of birds in it. But you walk right around it, and you come out at the... at the Battersea ball field.
Okay.
Or you could park at the ball field and walk the other way, right around. It kind of gives you a circle.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Doug, and say, no, I've never been here.
You've never been there. Okay. No, I just wondered if you had a chance to go and see that, because it's really quite spectacular. It's nice and easy walking. It's nothing too heavy. And I guess it's now part of the Nature Conservancy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It does. It doesn't say... What is it called? What's the place called? The trail. What's the trail called? Oh, yeah. Milburn Trail.
Mm-hmm. The Milburn Trail.
Yeah, it doesn't really pop up here, though.
No, it's not showing up as a trail marker or anything on your map.
No.
No.
Oh, here. Wait. No, it just comes out up as Milburn Road.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's it's a nice spot.
Sometimes
and the
on
art.
Here, there's like little flags on the Google Maps.
Yes.
That indicate that it's, a destination, a trail destination. This one does not have one.
They're working on it. So okay. What else did they say in that article from
the
Frontenac
News? They said all kinds of stuff. They said that for the entire month of October, residents are invited to meander. I've meandered before. I really enjoy it. I'm all kinds of good at meandering.
You are?
Yeah. The 45-minute trail, which can be accessed across from the ballpark, in Battersea. Oh, or okay. In the back corner of the Battersea United Church. It's like you've read this, Doug. We had such a great response last year that even more people wanted to get involved. So I guess what happened back in, what, August?
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of quote-unquote artists showed up and used portions of the trail mm-hmm. as their canvas. And they've made stuff out of trees and limbs.
Did they make it there on site, or was it made and then brought in as a finished product?
I don't know. I'm going to say they made it there, because the guy that was on the one picture looked like he lived there. No.
Nobody no, lives there.
But it does appear that it, to me, that it was done right there in place. That particular looked like a twisty funnel cloud of wind.
Oh.
You know.
Out of wood.
Hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looked like to me.
Tornado?
Tornado. Hurricane.
Twister.
I don't know. Twister. Yeah. And it was up there. And cool. Then further on in the pictures, they, Weisenheimer decided that that they would put up a picture, like a painted picture, of a forest.
In the forest.
In the forest. It's like one of those meta deals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see? Forest?
The forest in a forest.
Yeah.
Can you see the trees?
Yeah,
forest. Not for the forest.
The trees. Yeah. And me? I don't. It's not for me.
No?
Oh. No.
Well, you know what I said? That I would take some of my wooden snowshoes.
Yeah, you can
and make
that.
An installation showing what it's like for winter. Just
well,
a reminder.
Certainly you could do that. Well, you said earlier that you would like to bring fake snow.
Yeah, but I could make the snow out of it.
And then I said, wait a minute, that's littering.
Yeah.
So not Douglas wants to go
it.
And destroy their trail. Here's what I think of your trail.
No. I just... It's a small reminder, especially if you're out there. Well, there won't be too many bugs in October.
Oh, gosh.
But if there are bugs on a trail,
I'm there.
Insects that are going to bother you.
I'm there, Doug.
Yeah.
I can do
stand
this.
By the snow.
I can do the no bugs thing. As soon as there's bugs,
yeah, I'm
I dislike it profusely. You're walking through, you're slapping everything you got.
Mm-hmm.
Like every moment you take a step and, you just hope and pray to be back to the vehicle in a timely fashion.
Without too many bites or stings.
Yeah. I've said that and people may think that I have disdain.
You don't have disdain for walking
a trail, and I don't. Yeah. I have disdain for bugs,
okay,
and other small, things. Yeah.
Anyway, that's a trail because last week we were talking about the Ganaraska Trail.
Yeah,
I have a report for you.
I was okay. You go ahead.
Yeah, a quick one. William, and he didn't give me his last name, but he sent an email saying that he uses that 78-kilometer part of the Ganaraska Trail.
Oh, yeah, still?
Yeah, because he takes out groups of young people so that they can go for one day overnight and hike the next day.
And how old is he?
He's younger than I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But
he takes families out there as well, and he said that He was so pleased to hear that we were talking about it in a very positive way. Mm-hmm. So don't make the art in the park, art on the trail.
I was more of a slight. The shade was being placed upon Douglas. I was also going to mention, this has little to no bearing on the show tonight, the Bruce Trail end-to-end.
Whoa. That now, think about that.
Well, I did, and I thought, well, I'll bring it in and tell Doug.
Well, I've hiked much of it at both ends of it.
Of course you have.
But not the whole thing.
Of course you have.
Not the whole thing.
I don't even know where it is. Oh, it's like up there in Saskatchewan.
It ends in
Tobin.
No. It's all in Ontario.
Is it? Yeah. Well, the guy said that he moved to...
The Bruce Trail. It, up in Tobermory, that's as far as you can go on the Bruce Trail.
This
and you work your
work.
Way all the way down to Wyarton.
Wyarton
over to almost Collingwood.
Okay, Doug.
And
I
then
read
from
it wrong.
Collingwood, it wanders down south towards Guelph, Cambridge, Hamilton, Burlington area.
How many days?
Oh,
how many days
my
walk?
Goodness. Yeah. Well, I know there was a lady who wrote a book about it, and I think she took...
Well, this isn't a lady.
40 some odd days to hike it over many years. Yeah,
this one's a dude.
Okay.
This one dude wrote
take?
This. Although, how long did it take? I don't know. It doesn't say. Like, you don't want to ruin it, but it says 890 kilometers.
There you go. That's
but I read it wrong. I thought it was in Regina, Saskatchewan.
That would be really good if it were there because it would be flat.
Yeah.
A little undulating.
No, I read it and it says the book overview or whatever. When they retired, Nick and his old friend Mike both moved with their wives from Regina. I was reading it as to Regina.
Yeah, okay.
To Southern Ontario. I should have just read longer. Nick Dundas, Mike, at Hamilton. Then it says they, I don't want to ruin it for you.
No, but that's a book that they wrote?
I don't know. I think just the one guy wrote it. It was Nicholas Ruddick.
Mm-hmm.
Ruddick. Anyways, like I say, it has nothing to do with show
but
today.
It does because it's a beautiful trail.
I'm sure it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is. I want to find it.
And it's
like,
well
is it up
marked.
There where that power plant is?
Not that far, but that Bruce power plant is out on Lake Huron, and the Bruce Trail basically does go through all of Bruce County. Do you see it at the top there? Where the
I hear Bruce Trail. Oh, goodness.
Tobermory. You can't go any further north on that part without having a canoe or a. They have the Chichimung net, the ferry that goes across Manitoulin Island from there. But
there's no real line, though.
Oh yes, well there's a trail. You can
no like on here. There's no real line.
Oh, I don't know what maps you're using because I find the trails all the time.
Yeah, I know. It says here that it's the trail, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's odd that they didn't write it out here.
Yeah, but you can see how it goes. It travels, the trail travels and undulates. And
from down
it basically
here,
follows the Niagara Escarpment. And it's geologically from where Fort Erie is.
Mm-hmm.
The land has been pushed up where there's people and forests and that sort of thing. And all the water from the west side of the Bruce Trail flows to the Great Lakes. And on the other side, it flows in different directions. Goes north.
Nice.
Sometimes some of it goes east.
Well, you can buy maps and look through them and travel the 890 kilometers.
890.
Is that what I said, or 980? Yes.
No, 890.
Okay.
And the thing is, you're not sure how far you can walk in a day, because some of it's really rugged, you know, and other parts are very nice. You cut across farmers' fields and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like get upset with that.
Well, as long as you don't wreck
things.
Get out
of the corn.
Well, you go along the fence lines usually. There's a right of way.
Uh-huh.
But it is quite spectacular, especially when you get to some points where you're looking out across. You're looking east from the Bruce Trail, and you're looking down into, you know, it's a drop of 50 to 60 meters straight down.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It is. It's really quite pretty.
Okay.
Bruce Trail is another one. We could do remote broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, we could go to Bruce Trail.
Test it out. Well, I love that.
Like, we'll put a pin in that.
Yeah. We'll still see the pin. Anyway. Mm. All right. I have some music for you. I haven't had Snotty Nose Rez Kids on for a while, and you got me going there with you know, all these trails and being supper time and everything. So it's kind of fun because calling the kids to go on any of these trail hikes, or get them to go out with you to hike around some of the local trails, it's great. But sometimes you have to call them for supper. So Snotty Nose Rez Kids, and the song is called "Kids Come Up." It's supper time.
This about to come up, Larry Bird and Larry Legend. Go run the numbers up, we gon' come up in a second. Nails all done up, let me put my bun up. We litty in the city, turned up until the sun up. We on demon time, scary hour. Like Mike, I go awesome powers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
I'm a menace to society. I'm not the jealous sex, I ain't going out quietly.
Look out!
I've been real sensitive, and I can really blame you. Been so repetitive, banger after banger. This for our relations, I even love my haters. I've been grateful for Corrado, homie. You can thank me later, yeah. Up in the way, couple hours till the land. I've been hungry all my life, you should see the dinner plans. I need something in my stomach, what's the yams for 100? Man, these hunger pains been ugly, I'm a savage when I'm hungry. I'm just a kid from the reservation. When we eat, we need a reservation. Always late, never waiting. You never ate, grab a plate then. Gosh, boy, peace, say, say. Brain raps is such a piece of cake. Ricky Bobby never pumped the brakes. Life's a rat race, shake the bed. You know we been cooking, DJ Cook, I'm dropped the bomb on him. Snotty nose the business, you don't like it, call your mom on him. Honor what you eat, but I've never made no honor roll. Snotty nose forever, you could put that on my mama, bro. Eating good, I'm the meal ticket. You don't like it, learn to deal with it. I got the sauce, baby, got the dirty dishes. I've been hungry all my life, now my belly feel real different. Different.
I'm
real different. Oh, yeah, I feel different too.
I do.
Kids come up, it's supper time.
It's time to eat, baby. Look, Thunderbird fly, let my quake granny. Who my papa crave, dog, I put this on my granddaddy. No more spammy, baby, I've been going hammy, hammy. Brush the dirt up on my shoulder before I hit the Sandy family. I just cruise when I move, so I get there when I do. Light skin like Mama Dukes, ain't that the truth? I'm too beast for the zoos, ocean been a swimming pools. Couple booze, make a couple screws loose. You ain't got a blues clue, my Nietzsche. Still think that I ain't got it, but I do, my Nietzsche. No drama, just another comma too, my Nietzsche. I'm cooler, pop cooler, now I'm cool, my Nietzsche. It's what I do better, yo, you word of mouth, I'm ice cold like the North North when it's snowing out. I'm all in, no way out, we showing up and showing out. Truth hurts, baby, baby, now go ahead and walk it out, walk it out. Nietzsche, please, I ain't trying to beg. It's keep up or catch up, I'm on my second leg. I'm a dog, oh geez, call me tag. And I'm so f***ing humble, I don't even gotta brag, my Nietzsche. Two brains,
hey, Victor.
Funny how things change.
Hey, trickster.
The fruits of my labor got flavor. Did my time on the bench, then we major. It's an RK, what you saying, boy? Like a vet on the squad, I ain't playing, boy. A public enemy when I bring the noise. We be walking to our own drum, baby, we the boys. We
about to eat. Raise a toast for the speech. Get your ass up out your seats. Ain't no telling how long I've been waiting. It's amazing. On my relations. Supper time, baby. Let's feast.
Let's feast. I don't need unless the whole family eats. And that's facts, baby.
Kids come up for supper time.
I know it's big.
Kids come up for supper time.
What you think it is? What you think?
Hurts, I can't wait, I'ma eat you up for lunch. Are you rappers out of steam? You go on trees by the bunches. Got a hunch like Notre Dame, I'll ring you bell, you try to front. Out and about as a kid, I looked out for the street lights. Poutin' and fussin', ain't get it done, you wanna eat, right? Came with a spoon and a plate, I'm taking out your deep fry. Bangin' and juggin' was never me, but I'ma steal mine. G-Crush, G5, champagne on a team flight. Besides, you lie, you can't even speak right. I was injured, now I'm Mr. Clean. Hop off the curb, mama cook the beans right.
Time to come home, got an appetite like a bowl. I'm rapping, I need a bow, and she arching it like a bow. And you tiny, they dirt your bowl, then I'm hooping a bunch of bowls. I'm a star when I give you hope, and I'm sick of the supper time to get it right. Funnies wanna jump me cause I'm jet.
Get it, dude, get it.
Dummy hit a bumpy in a flat.
Big dummy.
Dummy, how I'm telling all these facts. Catch me at a table getting fat. Never share my cheese with a rat. You can come and kick it when we chat. But after that, you gotta go.
You had your time, you had your chance.
That's bag in my hands. Call me Nick Cannon, starting my pants. Mama yelling at the window, come and eat your yams. Supper time, I'm hungry, I've been waiting for my chance. I've been washing my hands all my life, bro. I've been washing my hands every day. I've been washing my hands all my life. Now it's time to eat.
The AMS Food Bank provides confidential and non-judgmental food options to members of the Queens community in the most comfortable environment possible. The Food Bank helps to ensure that Queens students can be healthy and productive as they pursue academic achievement and alleviates poverty amongst Queens community members. We are open Monday to Friday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in room 105 of the Rideau Building. For entry into the Food Bank, we ask to see the sticker on the back of your student card to ensure you are a valid student. We have an amazing team of volunteers to welcome you and answer any questions you may have. To donate, you can e-transfer controller at ams.queensu.ca with the subject line AMS Food Bank Donation, or bring non-perishables to our location during the service hours. Also check out the Pay What You Can Peach Market, providing equal access changing hunger, in the new medical building for fresh soup and entrees on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. For any questions, please reach out to foodbank@ams.queensu.ca.
What a journey it's been for the Queens Gaels thus far. They've overcome injuries, beaten top teams, and set new standards for individual excellence. But a new journey is about to unfold. And it begins in Windsor on Saturday, October 26th. Gaels Lancers 2. A regular season rematch with everything at stake. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 3:45 for the Something in the Water pregame show ahead of the 4 p.m. kickoff. This is a game neither team can afford to lose, and one you can't afford to miss.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbours Saving Neighbours is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbor Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
Hey, I'm Julian Taylor, and I'm excited that my radio show, The Jukebox, can now be heard on CFRC 101.9 FM out of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. The show is all-inclusive. I only play music that I love and think that you'll love, too. So tune in every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. to noon right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, guns down. I'm holding my head up, holding it high. I'm keeping my back up. I'm keeping my back up against the wall. I'm holding my head up so I don't fall. No, it ain't too late. We ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate. And there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head and let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed. Taking the high road, putting the fight down. Taking the high road out of town. Taking my mind off. Taking my mind off the fight inside. Walking away, walking the line. No, it ain't too late. We ain't too far gone. 'Cause there's more love than hate. And there's more right than wrong. So won't you sit right here beside me and rest your weary head. Let those sleeping dogs lie in someone else's bed.
Was Nelson Little with Take the High Road. That was a special song he wrote for his son when his son was in grade 9. I remember having a chat with him about it, and it was a lot of fun listening to him talk about his musical career. All that, I remember doing that interview. We did it through Clean Feed, you know. No visuals. He said, "Well, I'm sitting out here next to my his chair's on the driveway, and he's got a little campfire going right next to it." And his son came down to watch and listen to his dad talk to the fire.
Cool.
Yeah, he had no idea. Yeah, Nelson Little.
Very nice.
Yeah, that was fun. You know, so here he is sitting out in the driveway. And his son was a little worried about his dad because he's sitting out in the driveway. He's got a little campfire going, and he's talking to it.
Ah.
Yeah, because his son didn't see anybody else, didn't realize his dad had his earphones on.
Didn't realize that his dad was talking to a fire.
Yeah, but he was talking to me. So, and he's from Manitoba. So it was kind of fun. Manitoba during that time when everybody kind of stayed home was sort of a hotbed of musicians sharing. Tara Williamson talked to us about the work that she was doing, and she was in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Who was the fellow that we talked to who was in Brandon or Portage la Prairie, that area? I'm going to have to go back and look.
I think so.
Jerry Serretta.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, him.
So, and before all that, we had, I did say, Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Kids, come up. Supper time.
Children.
Oh, my goodness.
Young people.
You have to call more than once. Too bad. Call We're finished. Yeah.
Done now. The Rodinejuntos Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center is having a harvest dinner fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Saturday, October the 26th. So this Saturday, mm-hmm. they will be having a fundraising dinner at the Queen Anne Parish on Tainanega Mohawk territory. So there's going to be a quilt raffle and a silent auction.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
At least that's what I hear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about the food, though?
I'm just getting to that.
Sorry. Supper time.
Menu will feature heirloom produce grown at the Gundege Seed Sanctuary Learning Center. And this season, and wild game dishes.
Oh, very good.
So they'll be prepared by Chef Caitlin Noel Drews. Artist Maxine Noel to present artwork for Gundege Seed Sanctuary and Learning Center. Tickets are limited.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What's the phone number?
You can...
Email. Something.
Well, the email, there is an Eventbrite. So if you go to the website, which I could have probably done, I wouldn't have had to read off my phone. Gundege Seed Sanctuary.
You have to know how to spell that.
Yeah.
Or just type Seed Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Tainanega.
Yeah, I would do that. Okay. And then you'll have GundegeSeedSanctuary.com, and you flip on that, you click. Nothing happening. Click.
Right click.
Click. Ah, there we go. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So do they have anything? There we are. Okay.
So, what do you mean, do they have anything?
Like harvest dinner.
Yeah, it will be a harvest dinner. We'll be featuring heirloom produce grown at the Gundege Seed Sanctuary. Live entertainment, I might add.
Oh, nice.
And you can go to the Eventbrite and purchase your ticket or tickets if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
Would be great to have you, each and every one of you listening, but understand that it is limited.
Yes, yeah. How many people can they take? Did they tell you? It's depending on the size of the hall, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a nice hall. I would say that I'm going to say it's probably the nicest hall on the res. I don't know. What else you want me to say?
I'm just thinking about the food, Sean. Sorry, not so much the hall. But you know why? I'm thinking, what could they grow that would still be okay? Mostly roots?
Oh, likely. They've never told me the... They haven't told me the menu.
Mm.
But it's being prepared by Chef Caitlin and Noel Drews.
Right.
That is, the daughter of Maxine Noel. You want to see Caitlin Noel's work?
Sure.
Douglas?
Yeah. Now, while you're doing this, you got me thinking about what could be there. Beets, onions, garlic. you know, in the ground.
Potatoes?
Yeah, well, potatoes and carrots, there still would be in the ground to take out last week so they could get them prepped. I'm thinking like the corn's probably done, and whatever corn was good, the raccoons probably took it.
Good chance.
Yeah, but, you know, the turnips, I don't know if you'd have any zucchini left. There are some tomatoes still in gardens, you know, so maybe there's some good tomatoes. And that frost that we had recently, if they didn't cover them up, the lettuce would be done. Yeah, but, you know, I'm thinking, okay, they could come up with a pretty good set of dishes that could come from that. I was thinking, though.
I think there's going to be wild game as well.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to worry. I'm worried about that because
What do you mean worried?
Well, maybe it's the wild game that came close to the garden to take everything.
No.
You know, the deer would come in and eat some.
Nope.
No.
No, I think we're pretty good this year.
Porcupine come by and eat some?
No.
No. Squirrels?
I don't know, maybe. I don't spend all my time out there.
But. Oh, okay. You well, used maybe. To go and take me there.
Yeah.
When it first started, that was so much fun. I learned a lot that day, that couple of days that you've taken me to talk to the people there. So what about the chef?
Nothing. Nothing about the chef.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see you're having some struggle that I'm having to talk about it all the time.
No.
Anyway.
Doesn't appear that this is the same Caitlin Noel.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Well, you said go to their website.
Yeah, you can go
Seed
to
Sanctuary website.
Yeah, go to Seed Sanctuary, Tynanega, okay. And then it should pop up.
Right. Or type in Harvest Dinner Fundraiser.
Well, you can type in KENHTEKESEEDSANCTUARY.com. COM.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked beautifully. Okay.
Oh, nice. So you have the same thing I've got now. But hey, live entertainment, quilt raffle, silent auction, and food.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would go.
But? All right. You didn't tell me how much it is.
Okay, keep in mind that it's a fundraiser.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
$75.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
But
yeah, it's a fundraiser, but you're getting
fresh meal.
Yeah.
You get the live entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance at there will be a quilt raffle. And,
so
and
the quilt raffle and also then the silent auction.
And a silent auction.
Those are fun because you have to get up and go and walk around and see all the things during
and
the time.
Maybe you mingle. Maybe you see people that you don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to them.
Ah.
I think it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking that one up when I get...
It's
here.
Right here, Doug.
Yeah, no, I mean, tickets.
On your own? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because if I can get two tickets, then I know you'll be there. No? Okay. Well, anyway, that's good. I like that. Any other news that we have?
Not right now.
No. Okay. Top of the hour, we'll come back with some news. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, I mentioned Tara Williamson, and it brought back, maybe we should play one or two of her songs, because we've got some listeners out there who have, guys have been working around my house, helping to repair my roof. Well, not repair it, just take the old cedar shakes off and put new ones on. takes a long time.
So oh, my old goodness. Cedar shakes.
Yeah. But I appreciate all the work they're doing. So, Jacob, this is a song, Tara Williamson. She's got a number of albums out now. Might even find it on your favorite, spot that you go to listen. But this one's called Do You See Me?
Hard with it meant to be. are wild and the only way they can feel. Oh, don't live by the rules. Oh, don't live by the rules.
Well, there you go. That's Willie Thrasher with Wolves. Don't live by the rules. Good, great. That's one to get you up and moving. And before that, Tara Williamson, Do You See Me? Yeah, that's pretty good. Going to have some fun tonight. And I've got the next one up we have is Midnight Shine. They're a group from far northern part of Ontario, up James Bay. Probably a couple of the guys are more Hudson Bay area. And Adrian Sutherland is part of that that group. So you all set? Yeah, they're all set.
Straight and narrow, broken arrows, walking down the sweet grass road.
That is Walk With Me from Adrian Sutherland, who received a Juno nomination earlier this year after releasing his debut solo album. And this song actually moved an entire classroom, because you heard from an elementary school teacher in Ontario who reached out after his students were inspired by this song.
One day as I was driving into work, I heard this song, Walk With Me by Adrian Sutherland, and it just struck me. It was a beautiful song, and shared it with some of the students to see what they thought about the song and what it meant to them. And we looked at the lyrics and we started learning about that. And we thought maybe we should reach out to Adrian Sutherland, the artist, and his management team. And so we did that, and we asked for permission to make a little video for his song. And they wrote back to us and said, we love the idea. Would it be okay if we went a little bit bigger? And they asked if we might be interested in participating with them to make the official video for the song. So we said yes right away. And since then, for the next few months, that's what we've been working on now. The project for us has been about creating awareness. We are creating awareness for Canada's history, awareness about the residential school system and Indigenous people. And also, it's a journey towards reconciliation and a journey towards community.
When we first heard about it, we were excited and wanted to support them in every way possible to make that happen. So I was just about in tears when I first saw that video, and it's just really powerful and heart-touching video that they put together. For me, it's always been about the music. It's always been about healing spirits or trying to create awareness and understanding about some of the issues we face as Indigenous people in this country.
I am so excited to be here with all of you, and I want to thank you for coming to this assembly. Because of your passion, it led to almost a year-long project where we were working on a video called Walk With Me. Who remembers, just with your hands, that video, Walk With Me? So I want to extend to you a huge thank you for your perseverance in making this project come together. I also want to tell you how very proud I am of you, of each one of you. So please help me welcome the person who wrote and sang that song, Indigenous singer and songwriter, Adrian Sutherland.
First of all, I just want to say hi. And I'm really excited to be here today. I wanted to come sooner, but I couldn't. But this is the first chance for me to be able to come and visit and just say hello. And thank you again for that wonderful project that you guys brought to life. It absolutely, it touched my heart, and it continues to touch my heart, and it's done the same thing for so many others that I know.
Walk with me. If I follow your steps, will I see? Why didn't you go that straight skin?
If you have me, what are your fears?
I'll use one example.
Navigating some of the rivers at home are pretty scary. I had trouble just shooting big rapids on my own. It was kind of a fear, you know. And I think for me, it's like fear can sometimes control us, and it's important for us to see what we're capable of doing, you know. And sometimes we have to find ways to overcome those fears, because if we don't, we don't learn what we're capable of doing, and we don't build courage. I have fear of me being rejected too, you know, because it's some of the traumas I've been through as a kid, you know. And I went to Indian Day School. I suffered, you know, abuse there, and so I went through a lot of rejection. So I think that's where that comes from. So I have that fear of being rejected, or my music being rejected, or being rejected as an artist or something. So for me, I think I know, like, a lot of the hope lies within our young people and our youth, and to be coming from a different perspective and maybe a different culture. And I know I've been trying to speak about it, sing about it, write about it for so long, but then to have a group of non-Indigenous kids, you know, get behind it, it's like, whoa, that's something else.
This is a day to listen, a national day for truth and reconciliation. It's Kaylee Cardinal here, and you're about to hear from Lori Hermiston, who has over 20 years of experience working on community engagement projects, advisory circles, and symposiums. This day is not just about trauma. It's about looking forward and being excited about what the next generation of Indigenous voices will accomplish.
I think that we're in such a unique time in this country right now, you know, this place that we call Canada. We're in such a unique time because we have generations of children that are being raised and that are growing up in a time where all the gifts of all of their ancestors are around them. All the lessons we've learned as a society, you know, as a society, as communities in all nations around the world, and really in our own backyard, what we've learned is that you have to take care of your land. You have to take care of your young people. You have to take care of your old people. You have to take care of your community around you, because if you don't, then it impacts all of us in so many ways. And those are Indigenous principles of knowing and being. And I think if ever there was a time that Canada, you know, is waking up to that, it's now. There's more opportunity for Canadian settler nations to really understand why the Indigenous voice and needs to be acknowledged in this country. You know, I think it's just, if ever there was a time, it is now. And really, finally, like I'll say, it's through the children. These kids are being raised now with curriculum that wasn't there when I was a kid, and wasn't there when even my daughter, who is 21 years old in, you know, December, wasn't there when she was a child. And the movement we've seen through curriculum, I mean, and, you know, to give credit to places like Downey Wenjack Fund and what they've been able to do to support teachers, you know, if ever there was a time to ask questions, it's now.
It is indeed an exciting time to be Indigenous. Find out more about Lori Hermiston's community engagement projects at adaytolisten.ca.
Oh, there you go, Sean. Yeah, good news for you. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just want people to know that we heard an article there about Adrian Sutherland. Now, he was with Midnight Shine for many years. You know, it's interesting because through all the work he did, he actually especially with the pandemic, they couldn't travel to meet each other or go anywhere to perform their music. So he bought one of those container units, containers. Yeah.
And